New South Wales is officially in a state of emergency and Victoria in a state of disaster. Areas in both states are looking at 40 degree plus temperatures today, and southeastern Victoria and southern New South Wales will experience strong winds later, which could reach more than 100 kilometres an hour on the coast. Residents are preparing for the worst. In New South Wales, authorities say it's possible major centres like Nowra and Batemans Bay could come under threat today. Some locals have already evacuated several times this week and will likely do so again. Gavin Coote reports from Nowra.
Dennis Giddy is doing some final checks to ensure his house is as prepared as it can be for today.
In the process of blocking gutters, filling things with water, we've got bins and buckets full of water all around the property. I've never seen so many containers with water in them.
His rural block in Warragee, just outside Nowra on the south coast, is just about surrounded by bushland, along with peat swamp, which is currently burning. That peat fire is underground and is expected to go for weeks. He's already evacuated the property twice this week and is hoping he won't have to again today.
Very fatiguing. Yeah, my wife's at her wit's end and doesn't know which way's up and down, and she's, and I'm finding myself, very, very weary. But we're also very aware of the danger of looming of the forestation that just will rain fire, basically, if it comes our direction.
And you've got no interest in being here when that happens?
None. We're out of here. A lot of people are of the same mind because they know that the state forest runs for almost 5 kilometres over on the western side, and there's no way out of here if that blocks the road, so it's either stay and fight or go.
With the dangerous bushfire conditions forecast today, everyone in Warragee is ready for the absolute worst. Regina Cartwright lives next door and is just as fatigued.
It has been very stressful and emotional because it's up and down. You never know when the fire's going to come through, especially with the bush just next door. Yeah.
What's that in your hand you've got there?
That is a disposable nappy that my neighbour told me to use. We roll them up together and then we put them in our gutters to stop the water from going through our drains, and it keeps the gutters full. When they're selling out of the gutter plugs, you've got to use your own resources and to be safe.
Up the road in Nowra, the city of more than 30,000 people could also come under bushfire threat today. It's on the northern edge of a 14,000 square kilometre tourist leave zone, stretching all the way to the Victorian border and also into the Snowy Mountains. Fiona Phillips is the federal member for Gilmore, whose electorate shares a similar footprint to the massive Currawin blaze along the south coast.
The fact is that the fire's been going for over a month, but many of our firefighters have been up on the north coast fighting fires. So they've been fighting fires, since August.
She has some simple advice for residents right along the coast.
Yeah, look, I think the overriding message is to stay safe. If you're in an impacted area, which is pretty much the whole area, you need to move to a safe area unless you're preparing to defend your property. But we can replace properties, we can't replace people.
Mapping by the Rural Fire Service predicts the fires could spread to other towns like Batemans Bay, Batlow and Ulladulla. And they're warning there's no guarantee they'll be able to defend property.
Gavin Coote reporting.